XRP and Solana might be getting kicked out of the top 10 cryptos ranked by market cap, and we're going to tell you how.
Billionaires are calling this the next Bitcoin, and now whales are piling in.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
If you missed out on XRP, if you missed out on Solana, well, we're going to tell you the next altcoin, which could have a meteoric rise into the top 10.
Yeah, look, XRP and Solana are in real danger right now of being kicked out of the top 10. And that is because institutions are piling into this altcoin, and it is set to become the future of AI.
So obviously we're talking about BitTensor Tau. Now, how can Tau reach the top 10 in cryptos ranked by market cap? Well, easy. Let's look at some of the top 10 cryptos ranked by market cap. First, we have Tron, which is the number 10 rated altcoin. Current market cap around 30 to 35 billion. Well, the current market cap of BitTensor is only around 3.5 billion. That's an easy 10X.
Okay, let's look at two other altcoins that are sitting in the top 10 right now. We have Dogecoin. Elon Musk has come out and said that I'm not going to be using Doge for payments on X. And that's where a little bit of the speculation came in. Doge is sitting at a $36 billion market cap. Why? That is a meme coin. It does nothing. Mm-hmm. So look, with Tau sitting at 3.5, 10X. We also have Cardano sitting at 10th, $26 billion. The founder, Charles Hodgkinson's. We saw him live. This guy has given up on Cardano. You go on the website, it looks like shit. And literally has like links that don't even work and are back in like 2017 or something like that. He's talking about starting a farm and like getting out of crypto and doing this with sheeps and all these things. So that project is dead in my opinion. That is an old layer one that I don't think is going to get utilized by anybody. So we should see Tau move into the top 10 quite easily, replacing, like we said, Dogecoin. We should surpass Tron and we should definitely inevitably pass Cardano.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer for me when you look at the tailwinds that BitTensor Tau has. Institutions are piling into BitTensor Tau. That's why that you said billionaires are calling this the next Bitcoin, whales are piling in. Well, who are these billionaires and these whales? Well, look at Barry Silbert. This is a Bitcoin OG. He was buying Bitcoin at $10. He started Grayscale, the first Bitcoin trust. He was buying Bitcoin for pennies and he was selling the top of like the first Bitcoin ETF run. Well, now he's gone all in and he's doing the same thing with BitTensor Tau. Not only has he started the Grayscale AI trust, of which BitTensor is the number one component, around 30% of the Grayscale AI trust is BitTensor, but he's personally said he's all in on BitTensor. He even started the Yuma Group, which is a group specifically set up to accelerate BitTensor and the subnets.
Yeah, they have $12 million in the Tau Trust already. And that is the Grayscale AI Fund, which has Near, Filecoin, Graph, Render. And guess who takes up the majority of this percentage? It's Tau, BitTensor. We also have Tau Synergy. So we have other NASDAQ listed companies that are also accumulating Tau to have them have Tau as their treasury. So we have Tau Synergies. They've accumulated 42,000 Tau, part of their digital asset strategy. We have Oblong under the ticker OBLG, $7.5 million private placement. And then we have XTau Inc., 41,000 Tau. So these are dedicated organizations on the NASDAQ that are now heavily accumulating BitTensor and Tau.
Yeah, they're replicating the same strategy that Michael Saylor used for MicroStrategy for BitTensor Tau, an easy way for institutions and big money to start getting into BitTensor. Even things like we heard that Chamath, that a huge VC, you know, SPAC investor guy, he publicly said he's looking into BitTensor. Even Elon Musk has interacted with some of the BitTensor tweets on X. Mm. So we know the big dogs are looking at BitTensor. That's because they have the most game-changing AI ecosystem in the world.
You mentioned Yuma Group, and I think we really need to stick on that point here for a second, because Yuma Group is essentially accelerating the growth of subnets. And subnets are essentially little AI companies or startups, if you will, that are helping to facilitate the growth of the overall BitTensor ecosystem. So each one has an individual task and focuses and specializes in something different. You might have one like Nova, which specializes in drug discoveries. You might have one like SportTensor, which specializes in predicting bets in sports. So as each one grows and learns different algorithms, that is shared amongst the whole BitTensor community. These subnets are all competing for TAU. So the better they perform, the more TAU they receive. But if you're not performing, you're kicked out. But there's a huge catalyst that just opened up the door to a ton of liquidity to these subnets.
Yeah, and that's when I think the timing is perfect for BitTensor to start its meteoric rise to the top 10, because liquidity can now start to enter subnets, not only via the BitTensor chain, but via Base and Solana. Now we're talking about two chains that are highly used. They have between $10 and $15 billion of TVL liquidity combined. And now people can start buying subnet coins directly on Base and Solana. This is facilitated by projects like TauFi, who have made cross-chain liquidity accessible for people trying to port all of their money from other chains onto BitTensor easily. I think the timing is perfect.
Yeah, look, these subnets, these are groundbreaking, revolutionary AI projects that are sitting at somewhere around like $5 million, $10 million, $30 million market caps, and they have the same tokenomics as Bitcoin. And that's something that makes BitTensor so special. There's only 21 million ever created, right? So now that you have one-click access via TauFi to purchase these subnets, I mean, that's huge for liquidity flowing into the ecosystem.
Yeah, and it's a great point you made there about the Bitcoin tokenomics. And this is the final one of the largest catalysts that people are not talking about with BitTensor. And that's the fact that, yes, it does have the same tokenomics as Bitcoin. And what does that mean? That means we have a TAU halvening. And this is going to be occurring. There hasn't even been one yet.
Yeah.
Now look at what happened with the price of Bitcoin when it had its first couple of halvings. It's going up 300, 500, 700% after the halving. Well, guess what? The first BitTensor halving is happening later this year, currently scheduled for mid-December 2025. So watch out.
So the Bitcoin halving is really important, and here's why. It cuts the rate of new TAU being created in half. That means we have less supply. So if there's less supply of TAU, but there's more demand, because again, remember, there's 138 subnets currently, and that will grow to thousands. That means there should be an increase and a supply squeeze into the price, and that should be reflected in TAU and ultimately these subnets, which also actually see halvings as well.
Yeah, it's a really interesting time to look at BitTensor TAU right now. And that's why we see, again, this is not financial advice. You guys need to do your own research. There's no guarantees that BitTensor reaches the top 10. But we're saying, in our personal opinion, you know, we've been talking about BitTensor for a long time. We think it has the potential to reach top 10 based on market cap comparisons to all these old dead coins, based on institutions buying, based on the ease of liquidity coming into subnets, and based on the fact that we still have the first BitTensor halving later this year. I think this perfect storm of catalysts will propel TAU into the top 10.
Yeah, look, I think people are getting tired of getting rugged. I think they're tired of insiders getting early access to these tokens, venture capitalists, all these things. I think they're going to be searching for a project that is truly operates just like Bitcoin. You know, it is open sourced, it's fair. I think when you look at like the OpenAI, you know, Sam Altman, and the valuation of that company, $300 billion. Like, there's no reason why an open source model like BitTensor can't even surpass and succeed that market cap. You know, like the power requirements are required. I think accessing talent from around the world, you know, you can have people from all around the world access this ecosystem. So BitTensor has a lot going for it. And I think, like I said, people are just talking rugged. I think this is one of the best fair access projects you can ever find on the market.
Yeah, we always call it the Bitcoin of AI, right? It's the Bitcoin of AI. Bitcoin is now being globally accepted, globally adopted. Normies, boomers, everyone understands Bitcoin and the power of it, even if they just see like, oh, wow, price go up, right? And now when the Bitcoin of AI comes along, they're like, oh, well, Bitcoin did well. Well, this is BitTensor. That's why we think it's a simple sell. And I think it could have very, very bright days ahead.
Yeah, of course, none of this is financial advice. This is our opinion only. You need to do your own research. But we do highly recommend that you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.